This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back with the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my listeners says that when he goes to the gym, he farts a lot. And why are you farting at the gym? Now, I work out at home, and I got to be honest with you, that's not when I see my gas. I see most of my gas, I guess, I don't know, probably at night. I don't know when I sleep. I don't really see it at the gym, because that is a little counterintuitive. When you're at the gym, and your adrenaline's going up, and you got your flight-fright response with your epinephrine and your sympathetic nervous system going on, you would think the bowels would slow down. You really wouldn't have that relaxation that you get with the parasympathetic. Most people have their gas when they're relaxed and just sitting on the couch and, you know, watching Netflix and, you know, whatever. And then we all blame it on the dog. And it's fun. It's how, you know, Americans entertain themselves at night. But, the French don't fart. You don't know that? Yeah, French people don't fart. Israelis burp, but they don't fart either. Yeah, there's certain cultures, they just don't. That's their claim. That's their, look up Wikipedia. But, you know, for us Americans, we're really big on the farts. And you know, we're really good at it, too. We're really, really, really good. So, at the gym, my guess is what's going on is you have a lot of mechanics in play. And so when you do something called Valsalva, you'll hear a lot of doctors talk about this Valsalva, where you increase your intra-abdominal pressure either by doing a squat or lifting, or a lot of us, we all Valsalva when we poop. You know, when you kind of bear down to poop or give birth or whatever, that's Valsalva-ing. So a lot of times some of your exercises include a Valsalva maneuver. And then, of course, you could pass gas. But that's not what really people care about. People care about how do you kind of fart less. First of all, what's the normal amount of farting we're supposed to do? Well, they say, okay, and I don't know how they're measuring this, anywhere from like 5 to 15 times a day. All right, I think I can knock that out in an hour. I mean, really? But get this, all right? It's really reliant on your bowel movements. So you can actually time and choreograph, right? Any of us with Broadway experience can choreograph our farts during a time of day where it's not going to be very apparent at work or at the gym. And so to decrease your farting, right, and your gas, you need to have good bowel habits. All right, so what's in a fart? Okay, well, we got a lot of gas. For those of you with your chemistry background, we got our methane, we got our carbon dioxide, we got oxygen, nitrogen. Not that if you're scuba diving and your tank goes low, you know, that's not that much oxygen, but there's still some oxygen in there. And then, of course, hydrogen. And so this odor that you get comes from the hydrogen sulfide. Usually farts don't have to have odor, but they can, depending on what is making it. Is it the air you swallowed? If you swallow air, that's not going to be as stinky as air from your bacteria. Your gut is completely lined with bacteria. It's your microbiome. You got zillions of bacteria in there. And they, when they metabolize, they make gas. And so a lot of gas could be from that. So you have a whole bunch of different chemicals and byproducts and all sorts of things, not to mention your food. And certain foods can make you more gassy, like beans. I mean, beans, that's like, yeah, they just do. So to minimize gas, there's a few things you need to do. Okay, one is, if you're constipated and you're going, you know, I'll maybe poop at 2 p.m. one day or 8 a.m. another, you're not going to be able to have that control. But if you have a good regimen with fiber and a good diet and you drink a lot of fluid, you've got to drink a lot of fluid, you'll be able to time your potties. And then if you're getting the potty out and the gas, then you don't really have as much buildup and you don't have as much pressure. And before you go to the gym, try and poop. I mean, then you don't have that extra gas and pressure. By the way, gas we need. The reason why we have farts and gas is because that allows us to have these mass movements of our stool. So really quickly, you eat food, right? It goes in your mouth, then it goes down the esophagus, and the esophagus propels it down to the stomach. Your stomach has acid to help kind of digest the food and help break it down and churn it down. Then you go into your small intestine, and your small intestine is where we digest a lot of our nutrients. And the small intestine is long. I mean, you got feet and feet of small intestine. Then it gets down to the colon. And when it gets to the colon, the main job of the colon is to absorb any extra water out of the stool. So let's say you have the stomach bug and you got diarrhea and you have a very fast transit time. Your stool's going to be really watery. Your body wasn't able to absorb the water out of it. But if you don't poop every day and you go for days without pooping, the stool churns and churns and the colon just sucks out the water. And so it gets very, very hard and it gets very, very smelly. And so constipated people usually don't have enough fluid in their diet, and they got to drink more fluid. So I know there's a lot more we need to talk about this, and so in the last minute, what could you do to decrease gas? Okay, but one is have regular bowel movements, okay? Try to time it. Number two is try not to swallow that much air. You know, my father used to always at dinner say, shut up and eat. And I thought it was because, oh, he was kind of worried about my digestion. No. Yeah, he didn't want me to fart. When you talk, when you eat, all right, you swallow air, gum. How many of you guys chew gum? I chew gum all the time. Not good. You're swallowing air. And then there's certain foods that when they break down, they give you gas. Protein drinks, protein shakes. A lot of you guys fart at the gym because you've taken so many protein shakes and protein drinks. Well, if your body can't digest that, and break it down, you're going to make gas. Beans for me, not beans. I could do okay with beans, but onions. I don't have the enzyme to break down onions anymore. I lost that in my 20s. Not sure where I lost it. But, so I use Beano. Beano helps helps you digest your vegetables because certain onions, beans, legumes, things like that can make it hard to digest. So sometimes enzyme supplements can help you. Lactase. If any of you guys are lactose intolerant and you don't have the enzyme to break down milk, you can use these little lactate tablets. But don't hold it in. Get to your car, toot in the car, but the more you hold it in, the bigger it gets. All right? We don't want, like, woo, explosion. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so every now and then you get these Reddit posts that people analyze. And it just kind of gives you a look into how people think. And so there's this thread where lawyers and paralegals are sharing the most bizarre reasons clients have given for divorce. Now, I mean, these things happen. I think there's cops that share, the most, bizarre excuses to get out of a ticket. And, I'm sure, doctors usually don't do this because you don't want to get in trouble with HIPAA, and you don't want one of your patients to accidentally figure out that you're talking about them. So, but I'm sure, there's some message boards where doctors, talk about this and stuff. But in this particular case, there are, and I don't know how fake some of these posts could be, but apparently there are people bringing up some very interesting reasons why they divorced. There were 18,000 comments from legal professionals and commentators, and like one brought up, well, it was the groom's mother. Mother-in-law was pushing for divorce. She said, I've had a lot of younger male potential clients come in for divorce consults with their mother. Then during the consult, the mother does 98% of the talking, and it's clear who actually wants a divorce. And so sometimes it's the boy's mom. So the paralegal has to escort mom to wait in the lobby while they talk to the son directly. Another commentator said where a mother called for a consult because she explicitly wanted her son to get a divorce, and the lawyer was like, no, I got to talk to the son. So sometimes some of these divorces is mama. I hope I like my kids' future wives' partners. I really hope I do, because that would stink. I don't know what I would do, you know, if I have to spend the rest of my life, you know, with, you know, coming over to my son's house with somebody I don't like or who doesn't like me. I hope they like me. Here's the thing. I could like anybody. I really can. I could like anybody, but if they don't like me and they mess with me, oh, no. We're done. We are done. So I'm a little nervous about that. I don't know what kind of a mother-in-law I'd be. So anyway, one excuse for divorce was, I knew a guy from high school who divorced his wife of 2 months because she would sleep with the nightlight, but he could only sleep until darkness, as they apparently never lived together until after getting married. He hated her nightlight so much, he would often sleep on the couch instead. And sometimes he would claim the bed for himself and lock her out of the bedroom at night. Wow. My parents always told each other that they were fighting, that if they got divorced, the other had to keep me and my brothers. Colleague handled a case where money was not an issue, but the kids were. Neither parent wanted the kids. Wow, that's sad. One says, my dad was a divorce lawyer. He had a client who wanted to divorce her husband for two reasons. One, he didn't have enough hair on his chest. And two, he didn't drive fast enough. And apparently that was back in the 1970s when chest hair was a bit more important. I don't know that about chest hair. I mean, chest hair is nice and all that. But I don't know. I think I like the more shaven look. I don't know. Or not even shaven. I don't know what I like. I just, you know, I mean, I don't think that's as crucial a thing, but not driving fast. You see, to me, when you hear excuses like that, to me, that means that there's more to it. That means that they're just now nitpicking. They aren't in love. So the reason why I bring this up is, I think what I'm starting to see with people, because I talk to a lot of people who are considering divorce or not liking their spouse or not liking their husband or whatever, is I think we have a growing trend of people starting to dislike other people. Our barometer, our expectations have changed, okay? So we might have in fairy tale land thought, all right, well, he's going to have a horse, he's going to have a castle, he's going to take me off on that horse and castle, we'll live happily ever after. And then they go, well, it's not that happily ever after because you got kids, and then, you know, the kids have fevers, and they don't let you sleep, and there's poopoo diapers, and, you know, and anyway, you know, so some reality sets in. But in the olden days, with the exception of talking to your friends, you really didn't know what else was out there or have a fantasy of what else is out there. Now, all you are is surrounded by fantasy. You see these relationships on TV, right, that look like they are just, picture perfect. You see other people on Facebook post pictures of them and their spouse in an exotic place or going out to eat. And you're like, well, gosh, you know, my husband never takes me out and we never get dressed up and order wine. When what you really don't understand is this is the first time, you know, your friend was able to get, right, hubby out. They, you know, and they ordered the bottle of wine and it took an act of Congress and they might have fought right before. So what ends up happening is you see everybody else's, depiction that they want you to see through their lens. You look at your own marriage and you're like, okay, I'm mine's wrong. You know, a lot of people don't so much fall out of love with their spouse as they think their relationship has problems, and then they talk themselves out of their relationship. So, like, for example, a big myth is how much sex you're supposed to have. So, you know, when you first get married, right, what's the joke? You have a jar, and you put a penny in the jar every time you have sex for your first year of marriage, and then after that, after the first year of marriage, you take the penny out, and you never take out all the pennies because sex drops pretty drastically after that. Okay, well, that's not always the case. There's people that have very, very robust sex lives. But then there's a lot where, no, they don't. And so, you know, they fall asleep or they have different work schedules, you know, or they're just not in the mood. Well, then their friends are bragging about how, oh, sorry, we're late. We just had sex. And, oh, my gosh, I was late for work because we had sex. And, oh, my gosh, I think I'm pregnant. You know, and you start hearing that and you're like, hey, we haven't had sex in a few days. And, in fact, I'm not even in the mood tonight. And then you start to think about that and you're like, oh, my gosh, there's something wrong with us. I must not love my husband or I must not love my wife. And then it just starts to snowball from there. Well, yeah, but you have to realize there's a lot of people out there that are BSing or they're lying. You know, I always get asked, what is the average amount of sex a married couple should have? There is no answer for that. Now, you're going to read once a week. You're going to read a few times a month, depending on where you are in your marriage, or you're going to hear 4 or 5 times a day. That you can't judge that. You know, and even young people, I've had very young people in new relationships say, look, okay, I'm getting sore and raw. You know, is it okay if I take a day or two off sex, or is he going to break up with me? I go, if he's going to break up with you, then that's not really the best person to be with. I mean, you know, what if you were in an accident or something, or giving birth? You really can't have sex, you know. I was in labor for 5 days. I really couldn't have sex those 5 days, okay? It's kind of impossible. And then right afterwards, nah. So, you know, but everybody's afraid of being the couple that doesn't have sex. You know how many couples do really, really well and they don't have sex? Okay? Yeah, being intimate is important, but, I mean, they still do well. So, the other thing I'm really worried about is I think we start to judge other people and dislike other people quicker. So, things that really shouldn't make you, dislike a person. Like, let's say somebody burps or farts or whatever. Okay, that happens. Who cares? It's cute. Other people will take it as, oh, gosh, they're disgusting. And you're like, well, where did you go? Why did you go from 0 to 90? What the hell are you talking about? That's just what people do. You know, I hear spouses all the time. They go, oh, my gosh, it's just, you know, she has bad morning breath, you know, or, you know, she stinks, or, you know, he just, you know, I can't stand his farts. I can't say, well, when are you supposed to stand someone's, you don't, okay? Even in my most newlywed days, all right, I mean, look, I love my boy. I love my kids. But when they were babies and they had a poo-poo diaper, yeah, on TV it acts all cute. Nobody likes poo-poo diaper. It stinks. And I would tell my kids. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you stink. I'm like, what the hell is this? Are you kidding me? It stinks. And so I'm like, really? I'm supposed to? Are you paying me? So, if you guys are thinking about divorce, and I know a lot of you are, people, I've even thought of it. My husband and I have thought of divorce. We don't do it, but, you know, every time I make him mad or he makes me mad, I'm sure the thought goes, you know, well, what would life be like without him or her? I'm sure we both have thought of it. And then we're like, oh, no, I love you. Oh, yeah. And, you know, then we stay together. But, you know, it stop for a second and go, look, do I really, really dislike this person? Or is it just I dislike a couple things about him or her? And anytime somebody's considering divorce, I say write down what you really like about him and what they provide for that marriage. Because if you think you're going to get that from somebody else, you might not. And then you've just left one of the best people for you because of a fart. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is disavowing chants of send her back.
It was quite a chant, and I felt a little bit badly about it, but I will say this. I did, and I started speaking very quickly, but it started up rather fast, as you probably noticed.
So you'll tell your supporters never
to... Well, I would say that. I was not happy with it. I disagree with it.
Vice President Mike Pence announces new sanctions against Iran's government.
The United States will not stand idly by while Iranian-backed militias spread terror. And today, I'm announcing that the United States has placed sanctions on two leaders of Iranian-backed militias for all they've done. We will hold them accountable.
Pence speaking there at a State Department summit to promote religious freedom. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's been some discussion on obesity being classified as a disease and the label that needs to be given to people that are overweight. And there's a lot of debate on this. And not everybody could agree. So what's coming out of Great Britain is a, discussion with experts where they think they can maybe tackle the obesity crisis because a third of British adults are dangerously overweight. In America, we have similar numbers. And they added that the view of obesity is entirely self-inflicted, and it could reinforce negative views of overweight people, makes it more difficult for them to get help. So if we called it a disease or a chronic condition, it can encourage people to come forward and get treatment. Some of you might agree with that. Some of you may say, I don't know if I would play the victim game. I'm torn on that, and we'll talk about that. So where this comes from is in the British Medical Journal. Professor John Wilding from the University of Liverpool and Vicky Mooney, who is a former plus-size model and executive director of the European Coalition for People Living with Obesity, spelled out the definition of quote-unquote disease. They said the Oxford Dictionary defines disease as a disorder of structure or function, especially one that produces specific symptoms. And it's not simply a direct result of physical injury. So it's a disorder of structure or function. So yeah, technically, they're right. Having obesity is technically a disease, and it has to be treated and addressed with the same seriousness as you would diabetes or cancer. Now, the World Health Organization considered obesity a disease since the 1930s. They say studies in twins show that 40 to 70% of the variability in weight is inherited. More than 200 gene variations have been found to influence weight. And, you know, one thing I notice with a lot of people, and, I mean, even myself, is you have some people that have fantastic metabolism. No matter what they eat, they look good. They stay slim. And then you have others where they're like, oh my gosh, I mean, I'm barely eating 1,000 calories a day and not lose 1 pound. So I agree that you can't just blame everybody for, well, you're taking in more calories than you're burning up. Calories in equals calories out, and you're tipping the scale one way or the other. Because there are a lot of people out there where I see them bust their butt. And and then you see other people where they could just eat whatever. And you're like, gosh, why can't I have that metabolism? So defining obesity as a condition that you need to attack, and from a medical standpoint, I think the defining it as a disease in the medical community is good. Insurance should pay for office visits. Insurance should pay for consults. If you want to come in and weigh yourself and have the doctor take a look or cheerlead or, you know, give you advice, absolutely. I think maybe insurance should help pay for Weight Watchers and maybe some of these other diet plans. Not so much diet products, but plans where you go in, you get education, and you get reinforcement. And ideas on how to count your calories or how to count your points. I really would love to see something like Weight Watchers paid for. I would love to see a gym membership paid for by insurance. If you don't go, insurance doesn't pay for it. And there has to be proof. You can't have an insurance company lie. But, you know, that part of it I'm okay with. The other, though, problem I, though, see are the people who do have control that throw up their hands and say, sorry, it's bad genes. And I'm like, no, how much are you exercising? Well, I walk 5,000 steps a day. That's not going to cut it. Well, I walk at work. When I walk at work, I clock in 7,000 steps at work. It doesn't matter. You actually have to have a separate workout. Well, it's, you know what, I just afflicted with it. There's nothing anybody could do with it. I have it. That's just me. So the problem is with some of these quote-unquote disease diagnoses, it's the woe is me that we're seeing. And no. If you are given a diagnosis of diabetes or a diagnosis of cancer, you need to then immediately, if you get that idea, or if you get that diagnosis, you need to immediately go, all right, doc, what do I need to do? Let me knock this sucker out of the ballpark. Now, mind you, some of us, when we get told we have cancer, we just prostrate ourselves on the ground, and we're just at the mercy of, you know, the doctor, nurse, practitioner, whatever, say, you know, I'm at your mercy. Okay. But with diseases like high blood pressure, with diabetes, high cholesterol, we need you to roll up your sleeves, right, crack your knuckles, and get to work. And so if they think giving this label of obesity being a disease is going to, you know, have people do that, that's great, but I think it could have the opposite effect. The other problem is we have this idea of over-stigmatization. So I don't know if you guys heard about this, but some cosmetic surgeons are under fire, all right? Because they've been body-shaming, they're saying. A Philadelphia billboard had a scantily clad woman on it, and she was dressed, but the billboard said, "Keeping our beaches beautiful." It was an ad for cosmetic surgery from Gabay and Gottlieb. And I guess what they were doing is it's a woman who has, I don't think, a very natural-looking form. I think they photoshopped her waist. But you see her from behind. She's in shorts and a shirt, and she looks like she has absolutely no fat and has been lipo and sculpted and looks amazing. And so this billboard got people upset because they think it implies that non-beautiful people don't belong on the beach. So one spectator said body shaming is disgusting. Keep our city beautiful. Take down your billboard. Another said the station sent a negative message to young women. Now, Dr. Neil Gottlieb said the ad was just kind of meant to be lighthearted, not really intended to offend anybody. But you have a society now where if you as a doctor say you are obese, they cry fat shaming. They rip you to pieces on Yelp. There's a lot of doctors out there that will not talk to you about your weight because they've had people completely destroy them on online reviews. And they're like, you know what, you look beautiful, see what you can do. You know, yeah, you're kind of curvy, you know, let's kind of lower the curves. You know, but people find a doctor or they reference a doctor or research a doctor based on Yelp. And we want doctors to say, look, you got a disease, and you're going to die from this disease. Most doctors won't do it. I can't tell you how many people have jobs now where patient reviews help them keep the job or not, which means you need your patients liking you. Well, the patients aren't liking you when you're not writing narcotics. The patients aren't liking you when you're not writing a lot of antibiotics. So we're going to throw on top of that, oh, you know what, you're obese. So, I mean, we got to be realistic here. I personally think that we all need heart-to-heart talks when it comes to our weight. We really do. When it comes to our lifestyle, when it comes to our drinking, when it comes to our sleeping habits, when it comes to the amount of exercise we get, when it comes to, you know, when we go to bed and how much sleep we're getting. I really think we need heart-to-heart talks. But what is now steering and navigating medicine is patient satisfaction. Now, personally, as a patient, I'd be satisfied if my doctor was worried about my health. But, he's rude. That's what people are thinking and saying. So what do we expect? 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date.
Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, or these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we have an FDA warning here. All right, disclaimer, there's going to be a body part mentioned, so we don't want kids to hear this. But the FDA has now given us a warning. This is being reported by USA Today and Fox News for the big, quote, big penis product. And apparently, there is an ingredient in there that can be very dangerous. Now, this is important to bring up because there's a lot of people that want to self-improve. And so they will go to the, you know, health food store, or they'll go to the, nutritional store, vitamin store, whatever, and try to do things to improve themselves. Well, the FDA has now issued a warning because this supplement apparently has hidden. I apologize, we're having some computer issues here. See, it's so funny. These ads, they want you to buy the ads, or they want you to buy the product. I'm not going to buy the product. I'm trying to talk about the product. I'm trying to tell everybody how the product is not safe. Apparently, what I heard is it has sildenafil. So this supplement called Big Penis, and again, I apologize if any kids are listening. Apparently, it is a supplement that's over the counter, and it has Viagra, a ingredient that we see in Viagra. Now, people will say, well, that's fantastic, because I can't get my Viagra without a prescription, so this is wonderful. FDA is saying no. So they're issuing a warning right now to anybody who's bought it. They say lab tests confirm that the active ingredient in the prescription drug Viagra, or sildenafil, is there. And the chemical could interact with your blood pressure medicine. If you are on nitrites, it can cause very serious lower blood pressure drops. Now, a lot of people with blood pressure issues, diabetes, high cholesterol, heart disease, may take nitrates. Some of you with angina may be on sublingual nitroglycerin. Can't be on Viagra or sildenafil. So the federal agency suggests patients experiencing side effects from taking these over-the-counter supplement to go and report them and see their medical provider. The FDA usually is pretty good about making these warnings pretty timely. They caught this. I don't know this supplement. I don't understand why this is. This really wasn't Sherlock Holmes sleuthing. You see something called, you know, saying that your organ's going to be big. You suspect that there's going to be something in there. And you know, the FDA usually doesn't review every single supplement that's out there. They can't test every product. So with these over-the-counter supplements, you're kind of on your own. But if the FDA does find something kooky, they're on top of it. So, you know, people have been very, very open and honest going, look, doc, okay, I don't have good health insurance. I have high deductibles. I have no time to take off. I can't, you know, leave my job. I have an 8-to-5 job Monday through Friday, so I can't really take time off work to go to the doctor to get Viagra. What is the big deal? Why can't I just use the over-the-counter supplement? And a lot of you guys have said, look, I've been fine with over-the-counter supplements. I've been good. I've been using them for my cholesterol. I've been using them for sleep. I've been using them for everything. Listen, a lot of us have gotten away with using over-the-counter medicines just fine. Those over-the-counter medicines, they're over-the-counter. Because the average person, if they take one, as long as it's not a kid or overdose, if they take one pill or whatever, the recommended dosing for their age or whatever, are usually fine. But these are some of the conditions that are happening with people doing over-the-counter. Look at what happened with that girl with the protein supplement. She was taking so much protein supplements, nobody knew she had urea cycle disorder, and she ends up dying a couple years back. Mom's trying to warn everybody about protein supplements. Okay, so how would a doctor have prevented that? Well, if you were on a doctor-supervised protein regimen, we watch the kidneys. And if we start to see that you're having kidney issues, you're dumping too much protein in the urine, we immediately stop it. So, somebody's doing over-the-counter protein supplements, feeling bad, whatever, by the time she got it looked at, she was already too sick. Another thing a lot of people do is they overdrink water when they work out, not replacing their salts. They could get hyponatremia. It doesn't happen a lot. What happens very commonly is you guys in your Motrin and your NSAIDs, naproxen, your anti-inflammatories, you guys are popping those like candy. And then all of a sudden you're kind of feeling weak, you're not feeling too good, you go to the doctor and they're like, wait a second here. You probably have a GI bleed, you gave yourself an ulcer, or you have kidney issues. Because those medicines mess with the kidney, or you have congestive heart failure. My grandfather got congestive heart failure because he was taking over-the-counter Buffer and aspirin for years, treating his gouty arthritis. And those medications can cause congestive heart failure, ulcers, kidney disease. So these over-the-counter medications are fine for once in a blue moon. The big, you know, criticism I get from people is, Dr. Dahlia, I don't want to take Lipitor or Crestor or these statin medications. Let me just take red yeast rice or red rice yeast, however you say it, right? Because it acts like a statin. But my answer to that is, but here's the thing. When we put you on a statin for your cholesterol, we will check your liver. We will do a blood test. We'll watch your liver. And if we start to see some liver enzymes bump up, we can maybe titrate your dose down. We don't know what the hell you're getting over the counter. We don't know if you're getting 10 milligrams or 100 milligrams. We don't know. Is anybody testing it? And then the other problem with a lot of supplements is, depending on the brand, you might be getting, let's say, 50 milligrams of whatever you think you're getting in one container, but the next container may only have 28. Who's regulating it? Who's watching it? But the problem is, if it gets regulated and watched and becomes a prescription, it gets costly. So a lot of patients are like, well, I'll take my chances. Nothing has to be absolute and mathematically calculated. I'll take what I need, and, you know, if it works, it works. Then people will take St. John's wort. St. John's wort over the counter helps raise your serotonin levels. It acts as a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. However, again, we don't know what you're getting. We don't know how much you're getting. If you have a brand and you trust that brand and you think that brand is very well regulated, all right, there's a chance that you might be able to have a consistent, predictable dosing. But if you're buying whatever's on sale, it might not be consistent. And if any of you have ever taken these antidepressants or these selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, if you don't get the right dose, you start to feel it pretty quickly. So these companies, you know, well, these companies, they really want to help people. No, no, no. Any company, their first primary goal is to stay afloat and stay in business. Even a hospital, even a doctor's office. Look, I was a doctor. I mean, I am a doctor, right? But I mean, I had a doctor's office for, what, 16, 17 years. And my first few weeks and months, I'm like, oh, you know what? I'll see you for free. Because my primary goal was my patients, and it still is. But then at some point, you're like, okay, wait a second, I'm sorry, we got to collect the copay. You know, we really do need your insurance card because we've got to bill it. You know, we do need you to sign our financial policy. And all of a sudden, we have to run our medical office like a business. I didn't want to. But if I'm going to be paying staff and paying nurses and paying for an x-ray machine and paying for software and paying for medicines and splinting materials and band-aids, I need money coming in. You know, even these free clinics that people can go to that are subsidized by the federal government, you need to give the federal government slew of papers and audits and, you know, administrative stuff on a regular basis. Why? Because you need that money coming in to staff and operate the medical clinic. So even a free clinic, you have to operate like a business. So, you know, when you buy these supplements, just realize their primary goal isn't to make you happy. It's to sell a product. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.